This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 7th. I'm Paul Plack. Only one person out of 33 passengers and crew survived when a United Nations plane went down Monday at the main airport in the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In the face of criticism about the pace of the F-35's development, Lockheed Martin released statistics this week to support its claim that it's actually ahead of plan. Four Bombardier 415 amphibious water bombers have been sold to an undisclosed customer who's adding to a previous order for a single plane. The University of North Dakota and L3 Link Simulation and Training have a deal to bring an unmanned aerial system training center to Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota. The first M346 aircraft produced by Alenia Air Machi for ITAF, the Italian Air Force, had a successful first flight last Thursday. ITAF has designated the plane as the T-346A. ASU, Aviation Specialties Unlimited, has been awarded a second night vision goggle training contract by the FAA to train principal operations inspectors and aviation safety inspectors. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has signed into law a measure reestablishing tax credits for engineers going to work for Oklahoma companies, as well as for the companies that hire them. Northeast Florida Regional Airport will host Destination Bahamas June 4th. The regional event is free to the public and will highlight ease of travel to and from the islands of the Bahamas. And Red Bull Flugtag is back in the UK for the first time since 2008, looking for human-powered flight enthusiasts. This is not the Red Bull event where planes fly around pylons in the river. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll check in with PRA President Scott Lewis to see how the Benson Days event is going in Florida. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.